Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 129. Today we are debating a very interesting topic. We're doing objects, things, purchases that you should spend a little extra money on because they're worth it. So the purchases that are worth the little bit of extra money to spend on. We have Meek Phil in here. We have Clemmer in here. We do have Che and Malisek will be here in a minute. Malisek specifically requested by KB, and I think for good reason because he does have an odd brain.
Yeah, one of the most underrated, bizarre spectrum of opinions.
Yes, very
very strange. Much agreed. And it's good this isn't like hottest women because you'd have no input on that.
Yeah,
because he's gay.
Yeah, he has.
Well, he's not gay. He's just asexual.
No, he's gay.
He's asexual at best.
Yeah. Yes. This is a guy who
his ceiling is asexual.
I'm not sure if you heard this, and I think I was talking to you about it before. He once said he could throw one of those Nerf footballs, like the ones that make the noise. He's like, I could easily throw this a city block, no question.
A city block.
So all of us piled out into the street. He went by like the FIT right near us, and he threw it. Maybe went 1/4 the way there.
We're still pretty good.
Like 40 yards. Yes. I might have been overstating. It was like a 40-yard throw maximum. And we just laughed him all the way back to the office.
Wait, incredible. A city block is not.
It doesn't sound far.
Are we talking far. Avenue or block? Like we're talking across 28
the
to 20.
Across the avenue. He tried to throw it from 7th Ave to 8th Ave.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fucking impossible.
That's way much too far.
Yeah, I thought you meant like from 27th Street to 28th Street.
That would be hard.
It would still
that's
be very hard.
Pretty doable.
Avenue's impossible for anyone here.
Avenue's impossible.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that's the type of person we're dealing with here. And, they'll be in right after Quick Picks is done. But before that, let's talk about game time. All right, let's take a look. Last call for Mets tickets. How much do you think they are right now?
$8.
For today.
It's a doubleheader today, so it's a little weird one.
Dodgers at Mets, the first game, $13.
And you're getting 2-for-1.
$13 tickets, absolutely crazy. But you can get those at Game Time for just $13. That's right, Game Time is the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy your tickets to all your sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They got flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and the lowest price guarantee means that if you can find the same seats for anywhere else or for less anywhere else, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. It's the best place to buy last minute seats with up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I'm going to go get those $13 Mets tickets right now. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. It sucks. I feel like that all like the New York teams that were doing really well, or like the Rangers are still doing well, but like the Knicks getting knocked out hurt. I feel like the city
it's just the Knicks. Yankees are doing great,
but like the
Rangers are up 2-1.
I feel like the Knicks getting knocked out. There was so much great buzz with both of them in the playoffs.
Yeah, the city doesn't rally around the Rangers like they do the Knicks, and that's just
The Knicks made it the second round. Let's all just relax. The great season they had.
It was a great season.
A little silly.
It was fun.
It was nice. Pat in the head.
You felt the vibe in the city, that's all.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, if we got to play no Halliburton, probably be in the conference finals.
I do. That's one of my favorite things running right now is all the jokes making fun of Jason Tatum for the easiest run to the finals in NBA history between all the teams they've had to play. But there's something that I have no ill will against the Celtics or Jason Tatum, but the memes making fun of him make me laugh every single time.
Keep laughing all the way to the NBA finals.
I don't even look at you as a Celtics fan.
Yeah,
I've been one very long time since any of you were born.
Yeah, you root for bad Celtics teams.
Oh, horrible! Oh my God, my entire '90s was just atrocious team after atrocious team. I mean, I saw a player die basically.
Well, and unbiased. Yeah,
no, Reggie Lewis. Unbiased before my time.
True, yeah. Yeah. That's like right after you're born. Okay, so first matchup of the day, things that are worth spending the extra money on. The number five seed is the Fast Pass at an amusement park, which I love. I think that's a really good pick. For the one I was thinking was the Splash Pass at
Splash Splash. Yeah,
yeah. Six Flags Disney. Disney counts like all those things. Anything that can jump you to the front of the line, I think that's super worth it. And that's going up against number 12 seed. Warranties, but only on like big purchases. I'm not talking like a $2 warranty on whatever bullshit electronic thing, but like on a big purchase, a warranty. So Fast Pass at an amusement park versus warranties on big purchases. Let's just start with you, KB, before the other two come in.
The Fast Pass is a tremendous pick because it lessens the time by how much. Like,
a lot.
Go to a busy amusement park, that could be a 30-minute to an hour wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for one ride. So every time I'm there, I'm like, why didn't I get the Fast Pass? They just sprint right past you.
Mm-hmm. It's tremendous.
I've never done it. Have any of you done it?
I did it at Disney. I think I might have done it once. I don't remember.
I did it once and it was life altering.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so much better.
You a big amusement park guy?
I'm not big. Like I've gone a handful of times in my life.
Mm. You strike me as
the one time I went like with the Flash Pass. Like there's nothing in this world there's no ride in this world that's worth waiting an hour on the ride for because you're going.
I agree with you.
The ride's like a minute long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kingda Ka might be worth it.
That's not worth an hour.
That time I went to Disney with Dave was the first time I had been at Disney, and I remember telling my fiance, I'm like, yeah, we went to like 15 rides because they just like drove us around to all of them and brought us to the front. And she was like, when I would go, it'd be lucky to get four, maybe five.
I went to Disneyland in California with my friends, and Marty mocked me. Like, a guy's trip to Disneyland, and we were like all like 25, 26. He thought that was inappropriate.
It is a little odd.
That's a little funky.
But you're allowed to go to Disney World, like...
Well,
and what's the difference between a guy's trip? Like, it's two guy's trips.
What's the difference between you and your friends going to Disneyland in Florida and the Star Wars boys having a private tour of Disney World?
Yeah, yeah, I sort of see the difference.
There's a slight difference. What was, in West Virginia, what's like the amusement park? Six Flags, I guess?
We would go to Pittsburgh, like an hour drive to Kennywood.
What the fuck? What's Kenny?
Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers?
I would say it's like a pretty above average amusement park. Then Cedar Point was... fairly close.
Is that the one from the... Oh, no, it's Action Point.
Is it Kenny Rogers? Is that who it's named after?
I never looked into it.
Oh.
Kenny Wood.
Kenny Wood.
Kenny Wood, yes.
Oh. Hmm. What the fuck is Kenny Wood? Kenny World would be... That would have to be Kenny Rogers. Well, Kenny Rogers Roasters was a thing, right?
Yes. Famous Seinfeld episode, too.
Yeah, Kenny Wood, huh? So one for the Flash Pass. Meek.
Yeah, I would say, like, warranty. Just, like, don't break shit. Simple as that. I'll go with Flash Pass.
Another one.
Simple as that.
Made by the man who did no major purchase in his life. What's the most expensive thing you ever bought in your life?
My PC, which is, like, $3,000.
All right. Yeah, so suck that. So,
wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, show me. Yeah.
And you didn't put any warranty on it?
Because you never bought a car. You never bought a house, obviously.
I mean, I don't think I bought anything that's $3,000.
Yeah.
Really?
And a single purchase? No, definitely not, I don't think.
I can't
think
of what.
Well, like tickets trip stuff, but that's like aggregate.
Yeah, that's
yeah, different. Like, I mean,
that's different.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like hotels and flights and whatever. Yeah. It's not like one item.
Because you guys have never bought a car before, huh?
No.
I have, but there was not $3,000.
Really? What kind of car was this? The
first one was a free Jeep that my uncle gave me before he went got deployed to Iraq, and then I just gave it to me and let me keep it. And then I bought a separate Jeep that was, I think, $2,000. So both pieces of shit.
Yeah,
absolute shit piles. So two for the
My first car was $600, by the way.
Jesus Christ. Is that a lot or not?
It was not a lot. It was 1987 Plymouth Sundance. And this was already like 10 years old when I bought it. It was a piece of car when it was new.
Two for the Fast Pass, Tommy.
Yeah, easy. Flash Pass. Though, I mean, warranty... It very much depends on the item, if I get it or not. Most of the time, it's like, all right, fine, just throw it on there. Why not? But there's plenty of times where it's like, that doesn't seem worth it. The Flash Pass, literally, it's almost like you just have to factor it into the ticket price. I think at this point, if you're not getting the Flash Pass, it's like if you're already going to spend the money to go to the amusement park, you're probably on vacation, you're spending money, just spend the extra to make it an extra day, to make it a more fun day. Otherwise, you're getting on four rides, five rides, you're spending... 75% of your day just waiting.
Oh, especially
in
like if you go with kids and it's like they get like antsy in line.
Yeah,
that was me. But
I think
still.
It's easily Flash Pass. That's a good one. I didn't even think of that.
Easily Fast Pass, Clever.
Yeah, I guess. So I bought cars before, and I always get the warranty. I'm terrible with fixing stuff with my hands. I'm just not very good with stuff like that. So that peace of mind, having that like basically covered bumper to bumper, you know, for, and I like, let's say they give it 3 years, I always pay extra to get it for like 5 years. That would like be so valuable to me, is having that peace of mind. So I guess for that sake, I guess I'll say warranty, because that's something I could really not do without. But like the flash pass, so it seems like such a, like Kyle said, like you're saving so much time. Like time is money. Like, you know, like it, and also just the enjoyment, like you said, it's instant regret. The second you're waiting in the line too long, you're saying, I should have got the fucking flash pass. So I'll say warranty just for shits and giggles, but it sounds like
fast pass wins.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get back and you can get a new car. You'll never get back that hour you spent wasted online.
I hate that shit.
Well,
so
I mean,
much.
A car costs much longer.
Well, like you physically like can like accrue like the money to get it.
Right, but yeah, man. You're wasting time looking for a car.
You're not getting
now.
The time back. You can get money back. You're never getting time.
If someone
back.
Offered you a car or, you know, one less hour waiting online, I think you would choose the car.
Depends on the car.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not the $600 1987, whatever.
Not the
Puma
Sundance? No, I don't blame you. Okay, I wrapped that thing around a tree in about 3 months, by the way. It didn't last very long.
The next one is the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, we'll just call it like plane stuff. So direct flights versus transfers.
We got Malice
coming in.
All right.
Oh, perfect timing. So we're just starting our second matchup, by the way, Malice, which is...
Hey, guys.
The number 4 seed, plane stuff, we're saying, so direct flights versus transfers and adding legs onto anything. And also we'll say like flight upgrades, so like getting up to like a first class seat, whatever. Or
Hey LCB listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
The all new Whoop is here, now more advanced than ever. Train smarter, sleep deeper, recover faster. Extend your healthy years. Understand your cycle phases. Now 7% smaller with 14 plus days of battery life. So your data never stops, and neither do you. Power your best performance with memberships made for every goal. Join Whoop today.
All right, now back to the episode.
Comfort Plus,
I think it's a big room. Yeah. So playing things, and that's going up against number 13 seed. It submitted way more than I thought it would be. Actually, way more, because I thought it'd be zero. Bidets as an addition, as an extra expense onto your toilet. And I mention this more specifically because the way that you've told me that you use bidets was fucking bizarre.
I used a bidet one time when I was in Italy on a school trip in high school, and I thought the way you use bidets, you just kind of filled up water in it, and then you just dunk your ass in it.
So gross, dude.
I thought not in the slightest.
No. Like, why would you put your butt into poopy water?
I don't know. Again, I used it one time. It's not something I spent a lot of time thinking. I was like, oh, cool, bidet, you know, I'll fucking dump my ass in here. But yeah, I mean, Kendrick, actually, I am looking into buying a bidet.
There you go.
Because you were telling me about it. But then it's like, you gotta, I was looking it up, you gotta like figure out where to put it onto the water valve. Simple. And it seems like a little above my pay grade. So we'll see.
I thought that you said that you thought like essentially you put your butt hole, like you basically like fuck yourself with the bidet nozzle.
Isn't that what you do?
No, you don't do that.
Well, you don't do anal, Tommy.
You don't fuck yourself.
You thought
bidet.
You put your anus inside the nozzle?
I thought you just dunked your ass in water.
No,
that's wrong.
That's a bath.
Well, yeah. No, a bath without wiping his ass after he shit. That's disgusting. Yeah. He put his ass in poopy water.
No. Isn't it? It was a separate thing.
So
it wasn't like I put it in fucking shit water. Like I there was a toilet and then there was a bidet.
There's two separate things, modules, way they do in Europe. And like,
there was another appliance that like wasn't, you don't shit in that. You just fill it up.
Right. I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you didn't wipe. Did you wipe your ass after shit?
I definitely wiped my ass.
Because people use a bidet often instead of wiping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I mean.
You gotta wipe after.
Yeah,
but like this is like the nozzle comes up and shoots water into your basically like up into your butthole area.
Yeah,
and
sounds
wipes
great.
A lot. Yeah, it's amazing. It's great.
Yeah,
don't fuck yourself with it and don't.
Yeah, don't.
Well, is that not fucking yourself with it?
No, because you keep your butthole closed.
The water's shooting into the butt. You don't put the butt in the nozzle.
Well, no shit. I know that.
Don't let the
what he
you don't
said.
Let the water go into your asshole. Is what I'm saying.
Well, I thought how else then does it clean it? You're saying don't let
water fountain,
right?
Like, it gets like the whole butthole area. It doesn't go
you
up
keep,
your
so
ass.
You gotta clench your butthole?
Yeah, unless you wanna like enema yourself.
I don't think he knew about clenching the butthole. He's giving a face where he didn't know about clenching the butthole.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't do a hard clench.
You don't, will you let the water go like straight
I've only
up?
Done a bidet twice. I don't like it.
I mean,
maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, you're having gay sex with
yeah, you
were.
No,
if any of these proves I'm not gay, I didn't like it. Although I did do it twice. So what is that?
In defense of Tommy having sex with a bidet, I've never done a bidet before. So
thank you for that defense.
You would love it. You would love it. Oh, my God. One of those Japanese toilets, you'd have a great time.
I've also never done it. Wait, I have a question. This is probably a dumb question, but if you use a bidet, you still got to wash your hands after, right?
Yeah.
You always wash your hands.
Why?
Well, washing your hands when you're pooping is mainly because you're like touching, your like hands are around shit.
Yes.
But if your hands are not.
So
like,
you still usually like wipe your butt after.
A lot of people go to the bathroom and piss and they don't.
Well, wash they should. Their hands. Everyone should wash their hands
I do,
all the time.
I do. But
especially
I'm just
if you
saying,
live in a
like,
city.
It's pretty acceptable to not. I feel
so. Like,
it's not acceptable to not wash your hands when you leave the bathroom.
After you, bidet, like it's all wet down there, so you typically wipe anyway, just to get the water out.
So it goes.
You
poop,
gotta wipe
bidet
too.
Wipe.
No, it's more like a dry. It's not a wipe. Like there's not poop on the toilet paper. It's just like any residual water.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, but it's great time. But anyway, so plane stuff. So it's gonna be the direct. Doing direct flights instead of transfers, flight upgrades to different, better seating. That versus the bidet, starting with you, Clemmer.
Yeah, I was in this world a little when I was in sales. Now I'm back in this world. I'm traveling more. I'm all in on the plane stuff. Like I got the Delta card.
Didn't let me refer you.
I didn't know. I felt bad about that. I still feel bad about that. Actually,
it's whatever.
I know. I didn't know. I would obviously would have
big Sky Club guy.
Yeah, so I'm all in on the plane stuff. It's fun to keep track of it. Like, Tommy and I are both stat geeks with some of the stuff. I think we both probably look at... I'm guessing I'm speaking for you, but I guess you like to look at how you track and stuff.
I check my MQDs every day.
Okay,
Delta.
Yeah, so we're in the same boat.
Every day.
Yeah.
I just got a new phone, so I was rearranging my apps. Delta app made the front page.
Attaboy, yeah. Yeah, that makes total sense. It's just fun. It's fun to do. So, yes, I'm all in on the plane stuff.
One for the plane stuff?
Yeah, I've changed my whole life around to just get more MQDs. Like I got the Delta Amex Reserve card, so every $10 I spend on that is an MQD, and it's worth it. I'm flying at St. Louis tonight. I already got a Comfort Plus upgrade. I'm right there for a first class upgrade. You get Sky. It's yeah. I mean, look, you know, would I spend an extra couple hundred dollars for extra leg room on like an hour and a half flight? Probably not. But direct flight, obviously worth it. First class, worth it. It's sitting in like, you know, a little crunch thing with a bunch of fats around you. The bidet, I don't really give a fuck about the bidet.
Even $20 for the Comfort Plus is nice.
Yeah, that's worth it.
Whatever, yeah.
By far flight stuff.
Plane stuff over butt stuff.
Plane stuff over butt stuff. 3 for plane stuff. Che?
Yeah, plane stuff. I can't imagine. I will do anything possible to avoid a plane transfer, like an extra leg. I'll take red eyes, I'll take off hours, anything to avoid the transfer, just because it would add a million more stresses, so plane stuff.
I last year, I was chasing status so much, I was taking connecting flights just to get
on
more
purpose.
Sky miles.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You get an extra segment to your trip.
I cannot, like, you guys have been gone for a while now, but he does not stop talking about Delta Sky Club miles.
That's all I talk about. It's Delta Sky Club's the place. Sky miles is the Sky miles.
So, and Tommy's right. It's not about the miles. It's really about the
MQDs. It's really about the MQDs.
Everything is the MQDs.
It's all about MQDs
all about
to
MQDs.
Boost your status. Yes. Someone's going to hit platinum soon.
Ooh, right a boy.
Malisek.
Same. I flew to Philly this weekend on Frontier Airlines, and that was an absolute nightmare.
Oh, no. So that was how hot in there?
It was like 108 degrees on my flight.
Frontier.
Guaranteed 2-hour delay no matter what. The plane's seats were made of cardboard, so I will happily spend the extra money next time and get a real seat and airline.
Might have brought it down if I had my plane was that hot.
Like, yeah. It was like I was legit sweating the entire time. It was crazy.
Disgusting.
I've never been on a hotter airplane in my life.
Frontier is always the cheapest, right?
Yeah,
it's like them in Spirit,
like below Spirit.
Yeah,
it was also like if you wanted to like do anything, it was an extra fee. There was nothing included. Bottle of water was like $9.
What is
disgusting? Anyway, planes.
Spirit Airlines wanted to do a thing where like it was standing room, right? Like
standing room only on a
Ryanair.
There's
like
no
Ryanair. It was Ryanair. No, I swear to God. And like they really wanted to do it.
His thing was people. It was for like short flights, so it was like if you have like an hour flight. And you wanted to spend like $10 on a plane ticket to stand in the standing cabin. Like, people would do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad idea. The guy, when he explained it, it was actually kind of a cool
idea.
Awful
idea.
But then that makes me think that, like, seatbelt laws are a farce.
It was like, you hold on to something, I think, right? Or I forget what.
The way he described it, the guy, the Ryanair guy, was talking about it, and he was very, I mean, granted, he's probably the one that would make it sound the best, but
yeah.
The idea was, like, if it was, like, a 45-minute flight across, like, the English Channel, people would stand up on the plane. Mm. I would probably do that, too, if it was, like, $10. But anyway, I would rather die than fly Frontier Airlines again, so anytime I can upgrade a plane, I'll do that.
Plane stuff, KB?
Yeah, this is a number one seed to me. When it comes to long distance travel, the margin between sanity and insanity is so thin, and you need to do, if you have disposable income, this is what you need to be spending your money on.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Have you ever tried, I've seen people using these on flights now, the it's like the inflatable thing where like you kind of like put your head in it like this. It's like it blows up.
Pillow?
No, but yeah, that too. No. It's like inflatable thing, and it's got two holes in it for your arms, so you can put your arms in it, and then like a thing for your head, like a massage table almost, where you put your head into it. It looks fantastic, and I think that that's something
I'm interested.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
All of those neck things and comfort things seem to be like, you know, stunty and ineffective. Yeah, but
those,
I don't know.
Those never once worked.
Don't work
they at all.
Don't work because like you're mainly going forward, and that's where the hole is.
Yeah.
So you got to turn them backwards worst. And you look like we're in a neck brace.
Yeah. I don't like those at all. Plane stuff's going to move on. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed, kind of related, but just like a little bit different because there's different processes involved. TSA pre-check / clear. So this is definitely something where it took me a while to get on board with it, but it is tremendously helpful at most airports.
Pre-check's a lot better than clear.
I would agree with you 100%.
Add that.
And that's going up against number 9 seed. Investing some extra money into a better pair of shoes. Which is also submitted a ton, and I completely agree with that because you get a dog shit pair versus like a super comfortable like arch support and everything. There is a massive difference. So starting with UKB, investing more money into your shoes or investing some money into a TSA pre-check or clear?
You know, I've never done pre-check or any of that stuff because I started timing how long it takes in the TSA, and it's much shorter than you'd think, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
At time, I'm like, it feels like half an hour. It was 7 minutes.
Yeah, also with pre-check, you don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. Those are two major assets. And that is not true with clear.
Okay.
What's the other one, Global Entry?
That is a big one, yeah.
That's for like belt overseas, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about shoes, KB?
We're talking about like $100 pair versus a $20 pair.
I don't know.
I was thinking like name brand versus non-name brand.
What's a non-name brand shoe? Can you buy generic shoes?
Yeah, they have like generic shoes.
The Rob Lowe
shoes. We're
the wax
shoe guys. Like, Phil, what do you wear?
Black Adidas shoes.
Yeah. It would be funny if you had a brandless shoe.
Like. They were like, when I was a kid, they had like Spalding pumps. They weren't the Reebok pumps. It was Spalding pumps, and they were always like $40 cheap.
You were wearing the 2K generics.
Yeah. When you say name brand versus generic brand, like those shoes still have name brands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess like a weaker name brand, I guess.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I think that's a big difference, like $150 pair of shoes versus like a $40 pair.
Yeah, I'd say a nice pair of shoes is definitely worth the extra money.
Mm-hmm. Pair of shoes, Malsek?
I go shoes.
Yeah, I think I would do the same. I also, like when I travel, I never ever notice like that the pre-check line is that much quicker than the line I'm in. So, I also wear the same pair of shoes. I wear the same pair of shoes every day.
You sound stupid.
And I also, like, my shoes are $50 or $60, whatever.
You're wearing Chuck Taylors.
Yeah. Like, they're $60. I get, like, four pairs at a time, and then they last me, like, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Those are not comfortable shoes.
I like
that seems like you're voting against.
Put on.
These are great.
Yeah.
I wear them every day.
Don't be afraid to freak these guys out. I laud at you as a big weirdo.
No, I mean, but that like I have this, and I have a pair of Nike like skateboard shoes that I wear. I've probably worn them, those two pairs of shoes for the past like 8 years.
How many?
I haven't switched it up.
So you're almost like Tommy was just mentioning. You almost are going against shoes with that.
Yeah, you're like you buy a bunch of cheap shoes.
But also, I don't think like I guess Tommy, if you're the plane guy, how expensive is to upgrade it to?
What
is cost?
Yeah.
What
is, okay, like, let me tell you how good TSA pre-check 5 years, $85 total.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's the most insane deal in the world, and I almost don't want more people to get it because the lines are going
to
get longer.
Yeah, I'm switching to that too.
Yeah, that's a great
deal. I would pay that just to have the no shoe thing.
Yeah. $85 for 5 years?
For 5 years, not per year. $85 for 5 years.
Then I'm in for that.
Yeah, pre-check for me.
In, sold.
Two. And clear is like $100 a year, over $100 a year.
Is it?
Crazy anyway.
I don't know, but shoes are so, like, that's
every day,
every moment.
It doesn't matter what shoes you wear, I'll say it.
Interesting.
You can wear whatever you want. They're almost the exact same. all of them.
Not a lot of variety. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So two
I'll
for
stick with pre-check.
Two for TSA. Che?
You can complain about your shoes being uncomfortable, but with TSA pre-check, you don't have to take them off. So I'm gonna go TSA pre-check.
Two.
And I guess if they were uncomfortable, you would want to take them off, probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. I mean, assuming you have an alternative.
But then, like, it may be uncomfortable as they're impossible to put back on. So then that would solve that problem. You know?
So three for TSA, Meek.
I'm wearing a shitty pair of shoes, so give me the pre-check.
Another one for pre-check. Did you use it when you went to
No, I didn't. So I'll still take it just because it's probably more valuable than just a pair of shoes.
It is very funny that you guys went to the Mount Rushmore.
Went to South Dakota together.
Hysterical. Tommy?
Yeah, I always have a never-ending thing with the Clemmer likes to trash my shoes. I bought a couple of new pairs recently. They're better. I don't know. Shoes or whatever. If you ask me right now if, like, I wasn't looking at all your shoes, if you said, what pair of shoes does this person have, I'd have no fucking idea. I don't care about shoes.
Well, you know Clemmer wears his Packer shoes.
Well,
every day.
Yeah.
No, Seattle Supersonics even has a year on it.
Oakland. I thought they were Oakland.
No, 79. You're the Supersonics won this title. Year I was born.
I feel like being a sneakerhead was like a cool thing in like the early 2010s, and then it just faded away.
Yeah.
It did go away fast.
The TSA pre-check's the greatest deal in the world. I hope more people don't get it. But
I would get bullied for wearing Adidas shoes, and now no one gives a fuck.
Yeah. I feel like the era of that being like a mega status symbol has faded away.
Yeah, there was a time where you just had to have Nikes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clemmer?
Yeah, I think okay, so the shoes, I think having comfortable shoes is so important, especially in New York City. You're walking around all the time. You can't have your feet get fucked up. So that, to me, is crucial. So I'm going to go with shoes. I know it's going to lose. I had issues paying for Clear or TSA PreCheck because for half my life, there was no security, really, on planes.
Yeah, Clemmer's always says he wants, like, no security.
Yeah, I don't think I believe we are losing more time waiting in line, you know, per man hours than people have run studies on this. So
you're also taking away jobs of those people that are checking your bags and
good
stuff.
Good point, Meek.
So now you want people to be jobless.
I think with innovation comes new industry. I mean, there used to be milkmen. There aren't milkmen anymore. So,
there should be more milkmen.
What's that?
There should be more milkmen.
You want milk delivered to your house?
Well, that's not the milkman I was thinking
of. Yeah, he's thinking a different variety.
All right.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Yeah, so I have a hard time paying for something that used to be like, you know, I could just walk through 20 years ago. So it's probably not the right way to look at the world, but it's just how I do. So I'm going to go shoes.
I mean, granted, if your plane got hijacked, you could just jump out and like...
I also think, well, that's true. I could slowly ease to glide my way to Earth.
Yeah.
If you dropped Clemmer from the Empire State Building, would it kill someone?
I don't think it would kill him. So TSA pre-check's gonna move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed chain. The chain game is mostly Malisek and Meekville's options. Starting with guacamole at Chipotle. Extra money for it's like now it's like what like $5 or something.
No, if you're just throwing on a burrito, I think it's like 3 or 4 now.
Yeah. Taking the car home from the airport instead of public transportation. I do agree with this, although it might be a little too niche. Next one is Fortnite skins.
Yes.
I don't know.
Paying the extra money for a Fortnite skin?
Hell yeah.
What type of Fortnite skin?
Peter Griffin Fortnite skin.
So your character looks like Peter Griffin?
Yeah. That means more to me.
How much is that?
Yeah, how much does that cost?
Oh, like what was it, like 2,000 V bucks is like $20.
Yeah, $20.
So it's like, so I can get the skin, I can get some dances, a bunch of other stuff. Wait, like, so that sounds like fun.
How many
a
different
Fortnite skin is that? Does that just mean like your character looks?
Yes,
different?
My character's Peter Griffin.
But you,
or
you
I also
don't get
have
any new guns, do you?
No, it's all aesthetic. Like the skin I use in Fortnite now is the one from like 2018 with the NFL where I'm OJ Simpson.
Yeah, that sounds. Well, how many Fortnite skins do you have?
Like maybe 40, 50.
Oh my
Jesus,
God.
That's so much money.
But it's not, okay, but like, are you talking about like just paying for them or like ones you unlock?
Really how many have you paid for? How much money do you think you've paid for Fortnite skins in your life?
Like 500, maybe.
Oh my
not
God.
Not much.
What skins do you have?
I'd have to go through like my like.
Okay, but like, what's your top skins that you've had the longest? You definitely had John Wick.
I did have John Wick. God,
OJ Simpson, John Wick,
Peter Griffin.
That was just one I had to have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
How often do you play Fortnite at night? Like one hour?
Not as often as I used to. Like I was like 2018, 2019 was like my prime with it. Then I just like faded away. Then I went back to it.
It's ridiculous, but like any hobby you have is ridiculous. Like spending money on any hobby. Yeah, like $500 spent on a hobby you have for years doesn't seem
like
crazy.
You can't make fun of me for like buying Fortnite skins when you do baseball simulators.
Oh, I can make fun of you for that still.
You literally do baseball. You simulate fake baseball. No, and that's awesome.
And I'd be lying. Like there's a thing that doesn't cost money, but like you can put in like face gens of like the historical players.
The players.
So somebody makes these things and then they give it to us for free.
It's great to have
I understand. I get it. It's a hobby.
We're gonna need a quick list. When you get home, you have to send me some and I'm gonna insert it in post, your Fortnite skins list. Souvenir cups at baseball games.
Yes.
Always worth the extra money.
I actually, whenever I'd go to a new stadium, I'd buy the mini bat at the stadium. That was my collectible from the stadium.
That's crazy because you go through...
Oh, fuck you!
No, not you being crazy. I'm saying it's crazy that it exists because you go through security, they frisk you down or whatever.
They always take it out, yeah.
And then...
You get to keep it, but...
Yeah, you get the bat. Mm.
I kind of like the ice cream cup in the helmet. That always tastes better for some reason. Yes. I don't know why.
It's a great souvenir.
Or nachos in a helmet.
Yeah. Deluxe versions of video games, also for Meek.
Yeah, but I have some collector's editions.
What does that mean? Like
the collector's edition, like extra goodies.
Why is that worth the extra money? Extra
goodies. I have my Call of Duty World of War canteen that's like a collectible.
That's pretty cool.
So it's like actual, it's not in the game, it's actual like...
Yeah, a physical thing.
Like so you like those kind of goodies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Halo 3, I forgot what Halo came with.
Yeah, they also give you like usually like shit within the game.
Yeah, like aesthetic stuff, like skins.
Draft picks when trading for star player, worth the extra money.
Yeah, like maybe like are you gonna like end a deal over two draft picks?
Mm-hmm. Real jersey instead of China.
Well, now they're both kind of China.
Yeah.
So.
And then the last two were Barstool Gold. Obviously worth the extra money. And then $10 to watch Surviving Barstool as it came out instead of waiting for it to all be over.
That was 100% worth it.
So guacamole at Chipotle, taking the car home from the airport instead of public transportation, Fortnite skins, souvenir cups at baseball games, deluxe video games, draft picks for star players, real jerseys, Barstool Gold, or the Surviving Barstool. Start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to do the car from public transportation. I mean, instead of public transportation when you get off like a flight. Like, I just want to get home. I'm mm-hmm. so tired. Travel is just exhausting. Even though you're just sitting there, for some reason, it's completely exhausting. I want to get home as fast as I can, as comfortable as I can.
Yep, completely agree, Tommy.
Yeah, car home from the airport. I mean, it'll sometimes be, I mean, in New York, especially coming from JFK, it literally might be like $120 as opposed, and it's still worth it. I just don't want to lug my suitcase through...
the ACE or whatever.
Yeah, through a subway, like just... Let me sit down and look at my phone for an hour.
I mean, I gotta go with Fortnite. There's no better joy than just killing someone with an OJ Simpson skin, hitting the gritty on them when you get a victory royale. Like that's worth it to me.
That's absolutely worth it.
I'm guessing the Goldman family might disagree, but that's okay.
I mean, if they're playing Fortnite, that would be
hilarious. Very cool. Yes. OJ, especially doing the gritty. That's not unnecessary.
Che.
$10 for Surviving Barstool. Barstool.tv? How can I see the legend Tommy Smokes getting taken out? You've seen Kirk Minahan saying unspeakable things against my family? Gotta be that.
Did you finish third in that?
I did.
Yeah.
Gutsy third,
that's right. Malisek.
Yeah, car home from the airport. I rode the train home from JFK one time, and that was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Howard Beach?
I kind of forget what it was. It was, first of all, it was $20 to get through the gate.
Yes, that's right.
That was crazy. And then it took me like an hour and a half to get home. People were like banging on buckets on the train. I mean, I would happily spend the $100 to take a taxi or an Uber home from the airport.
I have different experiences with that because I live like right by JFK. So I can't like say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fair enough.
No, like different experience.
We just went to LaGuardia together, though,
because that was where they had
You can understand the dilemma that mm-hmm. Jake was under.
Yeah.
If it was like Newark for you, I think that would.
Oh, I wouldn't fly to Newark though. That's the thing.
Well, sometimes you have to. It's the only.
I would choose not to. You
fucking showed your ass,
KB.
I don't think you guys were understanding. It's only 2,000 V-Bucks to transform into Peter Griffin. in the game. It's got to be Fortnite.
Oh, and that skin's out the game now. Like, you can't buy it in the store anymore.
It's collectors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, can you sell those to other people?
No, you can't.
They should let you.
I don't think you can.
Make a full marketplace out of it.
That marketplace would rock.
Yeah. So either way, they're taking the car home from the airport is going to be the winner. And that's going up against our number one seed. Killer one seed. Movers.
Oh, Movers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I not think of this? Yeah. Oh, wow.
So Movers versus car home from the airport, KB.
Yeah, this goes back to my
evil laugh. Jesus.
What happened?
Just laughing at this matchup.
Yeah. Like what I said about long distance travel, the insanity, sanity line, like this is for moving, but it's amplified by like 10 to 100. You pay for the mover. It is 100% worth it, even if you go in debt.
Mm-hmm. Like it is unbelievably
like thinking
handy.
About manually carrying a love seat by yourself with one other person. That's just like flames are in my head.
Mm-hmm. I'd much rather pay a giant gang of Russians to do it for me, which is what I've done every time I've moved.
And they're so fast.
It's
incredible.
And it doesn't bother them. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's their job.
Yeah, and then they do like the
still, they're still carrying heavy stuff, though. I'm always impressed with what those guys can lift. I'm like, this is insane. I'm impressed with any man can lift besides me. But it's just but, like watching these guys maneuver, it's incredible. There's a science to it, like how they get the couch around the stairs. And everything.
Classic friend.
It's not just like physically hard. It's so dissatisfying. Like nothing ever goes in right. Oh. It's just it's the worst.
Yep. Nalasek?
I've never used movers before. So this is the first time I've ever lived somewhere where I've purchased something that I would want to move to the next place.
Okay.
So I always buy stuff that's so shitty that I can just throw it out and buy new things for my next place.
Don't mind that.
New York, my couch was like $90. My bed was like $180. So I just threw everything out.
These are all, you're not buying them new.
No, they're all on like Amazon or whatever. Like it's all just really shitty stuff that it would cost more to move it than to just replace what it was. So now I have like a real couch and a real bed. So I would get movers, but I've never actually used movers before because I've had nothing to move. So I guess I would go with the train home or the car home instead of the train home because I've never had movers.
I've had nothing to move.
That could change in the next couple of years now that I have like actual things.
Yeah. Jay?
So I'm actually moving on Friday.
That's right.
We've had this house that we're moving into and like kind of fixing up a little bit. And the people took the washer dryer for whatever reason. So there's no washer dryer. So we just got a new one and it got delivered over the weekend. And watching these guys work is crazy. It's a stackable washer dryer. I don't know how many hundreds of pounds these things weigh, but two guys just put like a bed sheet over each other and like wrapped it like they're almost doing like some type of aerobic thing, lifted the washer onto it. And so the sheet is like super tight and they just walk with it in unison and like go up the stairs carrying a washer dryer combo. Movers cannot be beaten, certainly. Mm-hmm. And if you're over the age of 25, you can't move and not have movers. Like it's so much of a luxury, but also like a required luxury.
So right now we are 2 for movers, 1 for the car. Me?
I mean, I've never used movers. I've lived in the same house for like
27
years.
But you can imagine.
But I can imagine. I will say movers because you put lay out all the facts. Like, how can I say no to that?
That's true.
Yeah, movers is going to be hard to beat. We moved from my first apartment to my second apartment in the middle of COVID. So I don't even know if they didn't have movers then, but we had nothing else to do. So me, Spider, my other friend, we moved everything. And 2 days in a U-Haul, maybe the worst 2 days of my life.
Oh my
missed
God.
The George Floyd riots.
Oh,
I always say we spent so much of the time moving and like wasn't on my phone, didn't have internet set up because it's just, you know, 14-hour days. And then that Sunday night, I moved in next to a Target and I remember watching the Target get boarded up and I remember thinking, huh, that's a little odd. And then got to my apartment and turned on the TV.
Seeing it.
What?
I thought you just missed the news. You missed it happening outside of your apartment.
No. I missed the news of like I missed the news about like the George Floyd and the riots for like 2 or 3 days because I was moving. And then I turned on the TV. And I was like, the world is on fire. and from then, like in last June, I had to move from a building to a 4-story, 5-story walk up. I don't know if there is an amount of money I wouldn't have paid for movies.
Yeah.
Now, granted, also, like, just York, had to post an Instagram reel, so it wasn't, New York wasn't is impossible that expensive. To do that. But I think like, I might have paid $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Melsick.
New York's got to be a special case, though, for movers. I feel like there's a lot of places you could live that aren't like a hell landscape when you have to move stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're moving into an apartment with multiple flights of stairs, you just need movers.
Yeah.
That sounds impossible.
Can you explain to them your garbage situation real quick? At this current place you're describing, at your like 8th floor walk-up apartment, you live
fifth
in?
Floor. My garbage. When I want to take out my garbage or recycling, I have to walk out of my building, go around the block, and then go in this alleyway and put it. It's really not that bad. It's not something I even thought to ask. Like when we're reviewing the apartment, you don't ask where do I throw out the garbage. Like whatever. I figured like my last place I had to shoot in the hallway. That's great. First place you just brought
it down.
That's
a norm in New York.
Yeah. Or you could bring it down to the lobby. Yeah. That's usually what it is. Here I do have to walk around the block, but whatever. If I'm on my way to work, I just take it out. It's not great. But
you can't use that excuse anymore, like, oh, I didn't know when I moved in. Because you just resigned.
Yeah, well, I don't want to move.
Yeah.
You walk out of your home holding a bag of trash.
I live next to this like cool restaurant where people are always sitting outside.
Oh,
and I'm just like walk down in like fucking slides and like sweatpants, like holding garbage. I feel pathetic.
Oh, Tom.
Dude, it's incomprehensibly bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah.
Whatever.
Greatest city
West
in
Village,
the world.
Baby. Greatest city in the world.
Your apartment had a leaky ceiling. Like Noah's Ark you flood had, like, in your ceiling. Then. How you did not move is wild.
They fixed it, and I don't feel like going through the hassle of moving just for a year.
That's so funny.
I'm sure the mold won't go away in those ceilings at all either. I'm sure
it would have got to.
The having to walk down like all those flights of steps and then bring it around the corner.
Look,
is
it's
just,
not ideal.
It's no. You know, it's the furthest thing.
I don't have to go to war. So you know that this
there
is my
people
war.
Stationed in Iraq that have an easier time.
Dude, like
their ceilings are dry at least.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So all movers right now, Clemmer.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep. I tell you, you think moving an apartment is bad? Wait till you guys buy a house. And the idea, like Tom made a great point. There's no amount of money I wouldn't have spent. Mm-hmm. I would have spent $20,000. I think there's so much shit in the fucking house. Like I said, especially when you have a house. Oh my god! And movers don't get enough respect. Like what those guys can do, the way they can do it, and no one ever thinks of like I don't know. Maybe it's you only use them obviously when you need them, and you only kind of think of them when you need them. But those guys are moving shit. Hot ass days. Think about all those things that those guys are doing. They're super strong.
They're having our worst day. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, credit to movers, man. Those guys work their ass off. I went to college, and one of the guys I was in my dorm was a mover during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And like the stories he'd tell, and just the way they could make stuff work. God bless, because God knows I can't do it.
They're the people I tip the most in life, and I have no regret.
They deserve the tip.
Nice crisp $5 at the end of the day.
Like hundreds of dollars. You've earned every penny.
Yeah.
What do like Tommy or like I guess Tommy's kind of the maybe you too, Kyle. People that are single guys or, you know, yourself with don't like actual other family that have a lot of things. What does like a mover run you?
It's
a lot about the travel, like going from New York to Chicago.
No, I mean, okay, if you're moving in the same city, like how much does a mover?
It was me and my other roommate. I think it was maybe 2 or 3,000 total, which honestly wasn't that bad.
Damn. That's pretty good. It's usually like I think $1,000 when I moved out of my first apartment.
Depends how much they need to do, because like some of them they come at, like if you're all packed it shouldn't be that expensive,
but if
they need to
box
pack
it
stuff,
up, okay,
then it's gonna be much more.
It's a lot of fucking money, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you
get a deal for an Instagram reel
and then you tip them usually like a couple hundred on top of that too.
Depending
on how many guys they have there. My Russians, I've used the same group of Russian movers every time I moved, and they're tremendous. Love those dudes. Okay, so the movers is gonna move on. Before we get to the other side, let's talk about Rocket Money. Most Americans, they think they spend around $62 a month on subscriptions. But wow, that's it. If I had to guess the number, that would exactly be it. I would guess that I spend around $60.
Actually,
definitely way more than that.
On my to-do list right now is set up a Rocket Money account. I need to set up a Rocket Money account.
Yeah. And again, this is all pre-Rocket Money. But get this, the real number is closer to $300. That's literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which you've probably forgotten about. Thankfully, I've started using Rocket Money. They found about subscriptions that we've forgotten about and helps cancel the ones you don't want anymore. I mentioned every time we talk about a Rocket Money ad. They helped me find this weird Microsoft charge, could not figure out what it was, could not figure out how to cancel it, couldn't get through to their helpline, whatever. $16.32 every single month, couldn't figure out how to cancel it. They figured it out. It was awesome. Rocket Money is the personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. They'll even try to negotiate lower bills to you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They even deal with customer service for you. They have over 5 million users and have saved over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bracket. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket. Rocketmoney.com/bracket. All right. On the other side, we have the 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is, it's kind of like a more of a, no pun intended, like a blanket one, but betting. So mattresses and sheets will throw into the same one. So like high thread count sheets and also like a good mattress, not like the Malisek $100 mattress or whatever that situation is. Like a
which
good
I still
one.
Use.
Yeah, which you still use.
I bought a new one, but it's awesome.
And that's going up against number 12 seed or 11 seed. And I didn't even like think about this as something like this, but Spotify. That is something like people just don't have in my brain. I'm like, I've just always had Spotify. I can't even imagine not having it. So Spotify versus betting, starting with you, Clemmer.
So I use Apple Music. Is that we kind of add a Spotify? Same difference?
Yeah.
Like no ads.
Yeah, ad-free music playing.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, I think about all the CDs I used to have to lug around and everything else. However, you know, as SaaS will tell us, I mean, a good night's sleep means a lot. So, you know, I'm going to go with the Apple Music Spotify. This is really close. This is a tough one. I just can't imagine not having that, like an entire world of music in my pocket anymore.
Never slept in like Egyptian silk or whatever?
I've slept on some nice, very nice
beds.
Well,
they probably
for sure.
Enslaved you, so I guess you wouldn't want to. At one point.
I'm very old. Right. Take off that hat again, Ken Jack. We'll keep doing that. We can keep doing this all day, buddy. Until you get those hair transplants, I'm going to keep keep throwing
shots.
We're
lining it up with Donnie right now. Turkey's coming up next year.
I'm going to go with that. I use it every day.
Yeah.
Every single day. But man, on a shitty bed, though, it does. Like, especially the wrong mattress can really suck. This is tough.
One for the Spotify. We'll just say like ad free music.
Tom. Yeah, this is a good one, but I think I got to go mattress. A good mattress. I will say I haven't slept on a lot of bad mattresses, but I can't imagine like at my apartment just having an uncomfortable mattress, sleeping in that every night. I don't really care about sheets and stuff, like whatever, similar, but mattress, like, yeah, imagine sleeping on like a real brick mattress every night.
Or a Rogue Spring or something.
Yeah, that's just whatever. I'll listen to 30 seconds of ads if I have to. So I'll go with the mattress.
Mattress.
Can I change mine? Tommy convinced me.
Tommy convinced
you? Yeah.
You're off to Spotify and onto the bedding.
Give me Spotify because it doesn't matter what mattress I sleep on, my dog's like wake me up in the middle of the night. So,
what type of music you listen to?
I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
That makes
sense. I'm joking. I listen to music.
What do you listen to?
Just about anything. I don't like have a particular taste.
What were your top five last year on Spotify?
Who's your most listened to artist?
Olivia Rodrigo.
All right, it's fine. Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
Well, can you hold on? Pull out your Spotify real quick. Can we take
no,
a peek?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
There's something going on in
why?
There.
Why?
No, because I also listen to like okay.
It's gonna be like Mongolian throat singing or some.
No,
shit.
No, I also listen to a lot of video game music too.
Oh no, I'm down with that.
I think you can. Maybe you listen to a bunch of Pokemon themes for all I know. I don't know.
I was agreeing with you that I listen to video game.
I don't think there's like an awful answer to what type of music you listen to. I'm just very curious what type you listen to.
No, I listen to just about anything. Whatever's like. Obviously, like in the streets and like
you connect with Olivia.
Yeah.
Steve.
Bedding, because like you can tell, like if you go to an Airbnb that just has like a or even a hotel that has like a bad bed, you can feel it the next day. So I think a bed.
Mm-hmm. Another one for the bedding, Jake.
I was looking for it, but I couldn't find it. Nick Terraney actually sent me the mattress that I have or have had. For the past 3 years, I've gotten a new one every year. And it was like $140. So I love it. So I have to go with Spotify because I feel like my mattress isn't nice enough to qualify for extra money spent for it to be worth it.
You buy a new mattress every single year?
Well, when I move.
Okay. All right. So we're three.
So I'm not moving the mattress. I'm just going to throw it out and get a new one.
Yeah. So we're 3-2 in favor of the
Spotify
betting right now.
I'm on Spotify for sure.
Yeah. KB?
I mean, yeah, you spend 30 to 40% of your life in a bed.
Yeah.
So with this answer, I'm talking about the mattress, the comforter, and the pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Pillows might be my number one. There is nothing I hate more than a thin, thin, shitty pillow.
I'm in the market for a good pillow, like not too hard, but like a little more on the hard, firmer side. You got a good one?
I get it's like the Comfort Cool, real thick one.
Send me a link later. Send me a link.
Knowing your political needs, I thought a pillow.
I have a MyPillow.
You do have a MyPillow?
I do. Oh, really
have
yeah.
That's
very
With funny. That said, I've had shitty beds, shitty bedding, and I made it work. I don't know if I'd be able to live now in a world where I can't listen to music voluntarily.
What do you mean, like ad-free? You mean
without
like...
Yeah. But SoundCloud. SoundCloud has every song and more.
But they have a lot of ads too.
They have ads. You got to pay for no ads.
Am I paying for that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, go check your credit card history.
Go get Rocket Money.
Go, check out Rocket Money. So you're going with betting?
Yeah.
Betting and Move On by one vote.
Spotify doesn't have Neil Diamond.
Everything is on SoundCloud.
Everything is on SoundCloud.
Every song.
Yeah. Even more.
Yeah.
Better, like the best remixes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Tom, what are your songs on? Are you on Spotify?
I'm on Spotify, yeah, Apple Music. I'm everywhere.
That was another reason to take Spotify, and we just didn't take it.
Three seed versus the 14 seed. The three seed is really good, like good toilet paper, which I agree with. That was also one of the most submitted ones, which I totally agree with. And I think you appreciate it more when you get into the workforce. Even like here at some points, like those have toilet paper that's like one ply, and it's just the fucking worst. And that's going up against number 14 seed. Spending more money when you go to a tattoo artist, which I also think is tremendously beneficial. What do you like? You spend extra money to get a good tattoo artist.
You want to get a good tattoo.
The extra money for a really good one because that's just permanently on you forever. So starting with you, KB, more money for a better tattoo artist or more money on a more regular basis for better toilet paper?
Uninked, forever uninked, I'd say. But yeah, that's
get a tungsten tattoo?
Never. I was out of town.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Oh, that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, you should get one.
It was my mother's funeral. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I had an excuse.
Oh, no.
That was all I was talking about. It said that, not us. That was all Tommy.
You could go get one now.
Yeah, I guess I could. But this is like the bet. Like if you're going to get permanent art on you, you might as well pay whatever amount extra for a good one.
Mm-hmm. So one for the tattoos, Malasek?
Toilet paper. I don't know if I could ever go back to like living in my house with shitty TP.
Mm-hmm.
And also I am uninked, so I've never had that experience at the tattoo shop.
So 1-1 right now, Che. You have multiple, don't you?
No, just one.
Just the one on the arm? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think toilet paper meant that much. I don't mind single ply. My wife recently bought like bamboo toilet paper.
Ooh,
that shit.
That was racist.
That sounds awful.
So I have recently become like a big pay for the good toilet paper guy. So toilet paper.
I need to make him feel more at home.
Yeah, here's bamboo. Not for any particular reason, baby, but I bought you bamboo toilet paper. So number one for the toilet paper, Meek.
Toilet paper, just because I'm never getting a tattoo.
It, why?
Never. Why?
So
I don't think I'll look good with a tattoo. I don't look good without one. I won't.
You
look
might
good
look
with one.
Significantly better with tattoos.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you'd like if he had a sleeve. You
could absolutely rock an arm sleeve.
Yeah, you would look sick with a sleeve.
You wouldn't get a Mets World Series tattoo.
No, absolutely not. That's my number one rule. Don't get tattoos of your team because they'll make you feel sad 90% of the time.
Mm.
And then you don't
want. No, if they won it all,
I would not get a logo.
How about like 19 or whatever?
I would get the year they won, maybe. But
2028 World Series champion.
It would have to be also it would be a great year of my life too. On top of that,
Meek with a sleeve of every Fortnite skin he's ever bought. I mean, he would look
sick.
It would look fucking awesome.
Like, why do you have OJ in your arm?
Yeah, you have OJ doing the gritty over a dead Peter Griffin Fortnite skin. So toilet paper, Tommy.
Yeah, toilet paper. I mean, one tattoo, tungsten, and maybe get another one, but I don't know. That's like such a small, first of all, small minority that has tattoos. How often do you get tattoos? Toilet paper, you're shitting multiple times a day. You need multiple plus.
Are you?
Not necessarily.
I shit multiple times a day. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a normal amount. Yeah.
Twice, maybe?
It's supposed to just poop twice a day, I think, right? Damn. Once a day, right?
Once, twice.
Yeah.
Three times, you might, something's wrong. Probably.
Something's wrong.
There's always something wrong with my stomach. Yeah.
Toilet paper is going to win, McClemmer.
Yeah. It's a toilet paper versus what am I getting?
Tattoos.
Oh, the tattoos. Yeah. I'm lucky. I have two tattoos, and both, I think, came out pretty great. Like, or at least what I wanted. So I think I've had good luck with tattoo artists. I've had bad luck with toilet paper before. It's like, it's the worst. Like the single ply. Mm-hmm. It's so, you know, it's crazy to think that the only thing separating our hand from our poopy butt is like it's a piece of paper, like a very thin. It's a wild thing, and it's wild too that like we clean our ass with just the paper, and we're like, that's good enough. Mm-hmm. It's like if we got poop on our hands, we'd be like washing it forever, mm-hmm. and like, but like we just had, but like that's how we.
That's why you got to get a bidet, bro. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you're right. It's just paper, no disinfectant.
It's and we're that close.
We haven't really evolved much.
No,
like toilet paper technology has not evolved much.
Use the wipes sometimes.
Dude wipes is good.
Obviously, dude wipes are fantastic.
Wipes are worth it.
Dude wipes are great.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a question during the bidet thing, but was too scared to ask. But now I'll ask. You guys shower in the mornings?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever taken a shit and then not even like wiped it all and just gotten in the shower?
No.
Do that all the time.
Jesus.
Ugh, disgusting.
That's all the time.
That is my bidet. I love doing that shit.
What do you mean?
So do you just like spread your ass
and you just clean your ass in the shower? It's two birds, one stone.
Bend down?
No,
you bend over and
you notoriously
with your hand?
Use soap?
Yeah, no, I'm it's
just water.
That's what I do.
Whoa, hold up. Wait, what? No? No soap?
Yeah, no, that's an old thing though.
He doesn't use soap.
I'm not a body wash guy. I refuse to use body wash.
Well, no, you use a bar of soap though, right?
No, nothing on my body. I hate it. I hate using it.
So you don't.
You must smell awful.
You just have shit all over you then.
No, I mean, the water cleans me. The water cleans me, but I think that
you're
that
like
is
Ashton
one of nature's,
Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
You're literally covered
nature's
in
nature's great pleasures is taking.
Why don't
a poop
you use a bar of soap
right in the shower? It's my favorite thing to do. Honestly, I love it.
I'm desensitized to the soap thing now, but what is the shit thing? How do you clean your ass in the shower?
It's the water is flowing through your butt, and you
when through your butt?
But you use your hands on your butt.
Around.
You don't
you're
use soap.
With your hands.
Oh.
You wipe with your hand with no soap.
Yeah. Oh
wait, what?
Like, I need you guys to try this at some point. It's awesome.
You rub your hand in between your ass.
Yeah, all the time. You guys don't?
I'm cleaning my ass, but I have soap on my hands. Like I use
a shampoo or conditioner, but I don't use body wash. Makes my skin all dry. And
a bar of soap.
I don't like that. It makes me all dry. It dries me out.
Have you ever?
Dries them out.
Wait, so you just cover yourself, hands and lower body, all that, with poop, and then you don't wash it off with soap?
I'm in the shower. It's cleaning me at the same time.
No, there is no direct spray from the shower head to your anus.
Yes, there is. It comes from it comes down, and your back is to the shower head.
You would have to bend over and spread
like
your cheeks.
Yeah, you like bend over a little bit. And
it cheeks and touches your ass, but it's not spraying your ass.
It's hitting you in the crack, and then the poop is gone.
But you're not washing your hands are still covered in poop.
Yes. It goes down the drain. Also, I'm not saying this is if you have like a messy shit, I would never do this. But if it's like a normal poop, hop in the shower. And just
you have to use soap, Jake.
You're getting like poop
that's a
in
big
your hands
part. It's a big part of the shower.
Nah, big soap is it's scam.
Is it fair to assume that you have a hairy like there's hair? Or
I wouldn't say it's a hair. It's the hairiest ass, but there's hair there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's so much worse. Like there's poop residue on you now if you did that.
Disagree.
But where does the poop on your hands go? Because do you wash your hands after at least?
Yeah, it's I'm in the shower. I'm fully but no immersed soap. In the shower.
Soap.
I'm in the shower. The soap shower cleans me.
When you're done going to the bathroom and not even a shower, you wash your hands. Are you using soap then?
No.
That's Jesus fucking Christ. Come on.
You are enveloped in a film of fecal matter.
He's just a poopy man.
You know there's whole plagues about this. Like there's literally like the plague.
I've never caused a problem. I'm telling you, the soap is fake.
You might have more shit on your body than any person in America.
covered in poop.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
I'm out on soap. I don't like soap.
I usually hate having to do these through Zoom. I've never been happier.
Thank you for being in Chicago.
That is fucking disgusting, Jake. You got to clean yourself up, buddy. Really do.
Wait, but have you ever heard how Stephen Che wipes his butt?
I don't know.
Che?
Very thoroughly.
Oh, the taco?
The taco?
Back. What's the taco?
The method.
You fold it up?
You fold it up.
Oh, yeah. Fold it. That's fine. Dude, if you're using a giant thing of toilet paper and it's not like seeping through, yeah, you can fold it over.
Wait, but
it's not like it's touching.
So they do a double swipe. Some people at this office do this. Chink. It's you and Jeff D, I think.
Which is crazy that Jeff D does
I think Marty as well.
Wait, you wipe, fold it, and then you wipe again with the same...
Yeah, that's gross. I mean, if it's heavy enough that it goes through, then that obviously gets to...
I do remember this now.
Wait, hold on. Are you wiping your ass with one... layer of...
You're not teaching me how to wipe my
ass. I'm asking a question. Are you wiping your ass with one layer of paper?
No. It's a lot. So okay. It's like, you know, I don't know, this much, and you fold it over like two or three times. Yeah.
And then you wipe two and you fold and then you wipe.
Yeah. If there's not like heavy residue...
I do that.
Yeah.
Che, you do not want to be sharing any of these habits with Malisek. Yeah. That's really bad for you. Jake, you are legitimately covered in poop right now. Like, there is not a doubt in my mind. If they did, like, a swab on you...
You like are, the blue light?
Yeah, you are covered. You look like
maybe try it. Just give me... Try it once.
Oh, no.
The shower poop.
Maybe with soap involved, but... No. But either way, toilet paper is going to move on. Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is headphones. Spending a little more extra money on headphones, which I agree with, too. Because, I can't tell you how many times I've bought, like, skull candies or whatever bullshit, and they're dead in a week, max. And that's going up against number 10 seed, spending extra money on like VIP tickets for concerts or just like better than like GA, like better tickets than GA, for concerts, events, anything like that. So, upgraded tickets, we'll say, versus headphones. Start with you, Clemmer.
Yeah, this speaks to me. I'm kind of like with you. I go through these headphones over and over again. I haven't learned from my mistake. I'm afraid of getting the AirPods because I'm afraid I'm going to lose them.
I've had mine forever, never lost them.
Yeah, people say they don't
like 5 years.
I'm afraid
they're
just going to like fall out or something. Is that stupid? No, worry about that.
It's a very reasonable, and the reason I didn't get them for a while, but like I literally have had the same pair for 5 years, never lost.
They don't fall.
I had one for like 2 years. I lost one eventually, but whatever. 2 years, and I've had a new one for a while.
I buy new headphones every month.
Yeah, then you'd make your money back in a second. Like,
well, why don't you even just buy a better pair of headphones?
I don't know.
Why don't you just buy Apple? Like,
you know what? Actually, I know why. Because it'll break, and I'm in an immediate rush to get the new one like on my way home from work. Yeah. So I'll stop in with the nearest bodega, whatever, and buy them. As opposed to like just saying, "All right, I'm gonna like just buy nice." I never plan for it. Mm-hmm. I'm very reactionary, which is a stupid way to live.
Get Bose ones we had for. They gave us some for like the NFL draft. They were awesome. Yeah. Those wireless Bose ones.
Yeah, I gotta do a better job. That's on me. So I gotta say that because I'm really bad at it.
One for the headphones, Tommy.
Yeah, headphones. I think it's just, you know, the event, it's a one night thing. It could be better, but you can still have a good time in whatever regular section. I think, you're using headphones so much, you know, throughout the day. You got to be able to hear good. Yeah, there's nothing worse. Like, airplane headphones are the fucking worst. Like, you don't want to be stuck with something like that. So, Yeah, headphones.
Two for headphones.
Are we including like gaming headphones, like gaming headsets? Because I've had the same pair for like maybe 4 years.
Like investing in like a good pair of like Turtle Beaches or whatever. Yeah,
like the headset I have now, I think it's Turtle Beach. Like it's I've had it for like 4 years, so I'll just go with that.
Yeah, three for headphones.
And that's a I used to like go through them like a month or so.
Same, Jay.
Headphones. I lose them. I just got the Bose like Ultra. I don't know what they're called. Open ear, where it's like it looks like an earring. They're great. Headphones are great. You made the perfect point. The skull candies, like those break almost as soon as you open them out of the pack. So spending more on headphones, definitely a good value.
Headphones, Jake?
Yeah, same. I got like these over-the-ear Bose a couple years ago. They changed my life. They're unbelievable. So headphones for sure.
Headphones versus the VIP tickets. KB?
I am a proponent of VIP tickets for concerts, but I mean, a good quality pair of noise-canceling headphones, that's the best investment.
You used to be one of the staunchest anti-AirPod people I had ever met. Do you remember that era where you, yeah, you only were. Wore like, wired headphones?
Yeah, that was... I still enjoy... I like wired, but because my ears aren't fit for AirPods... They're deformed and it's hard for them to stay in, but I have it down now. I like widened my canal through repetitive use, so we're good.
Did that opinion change at all when Apple got rid of the jack, the audio jack?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. They.
But that. Yeah. That was. Yeah. I hated that.
Also, I will note the Gen 2 AirPods do not fit in my ears at all. Like they just don't work. I tried the different things, none of them work. But the regular Gen 1 or whatever AirPods, I feel like have been fine. Headphones going to move on. Now you have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed's a food to play in. So we'll say there's four of them. We'll pick which one we want to pick. So the first is off-brand soda. Like if you're spending $1 on RC Cola or $1.50 on Coke. Buy the Coke, man. Ketchup, which I think that was you, Chet, that submitted this?
Me.
Or sorry, you, Clemmer? Yeah. No. Yeah, off-brand ketchup I've had like once or twice. It is
so bad.
Unbelievably bad. And then steaks. I think we can kind of narrow this to like just good cuts of meat when you're shopping like at the grocery store. Like there is a massive, massive difference when you buy a good cut versus a bad cut. And then large size food quantity, the person who submitted it said like a fast food. So versus medium or small, because there's only a small difference in price, and then you get leftovers that you can eat later, which makes sense, logistically speaking. So soda, off-brand soda, off-brand ketchup, good cuts of meat, or large size fast food order versus medium or small. Let's start with you, KB.
Got to be meat, because there is a wide range. Good to bad.
Yeah. And that's all I got. The chewiness of the shitty cuts makes it like so frustrating. Malasek?
Yeah, I would say the same. I don't what was the last one?
Like ordering a large at like fast food versus a small or medium.
Yeah, I mean, if you're eating leftover fast food, I think you got issues. Yeah, I'll say the meat as well.
Meat, Jay.
So my kids both their favorite food probably is steak, and I'll usually get like a New York strips. Like give them a couple like very small cut up pieces from that. But recently they started eating like more of it if I make it. So what I tried to do like 3 or 4 weeks ago was I used to do this as a single guy. If I wanted to have like steak, you just buy like beef stew meat, and then you know it's pretty much the same thing. You just you know cut it up whatever. So I did that for my full family, and I got like a whatever like a 2 pound thing from the grocery store or something like that. And I didn't tell anyone that I did this, so my wife just thought I got regular steak. And you know, cut it up into sizable pieces that we would have. And I had one of the first bites, and most of the bites are fine. But there are some bites that taste like pate, which is not what you want. Ooh. When you're having like what you think is steak. So that was actually the last time I almost threw up from eating. And she immediately discovered. She's like, what the fuck is this? So the different cuts of meat, I didn't realize it until that moment, but there is a huge difference.
Massive, yeah. Massive difference, yep. Yeah. Meek?
Don't fuck with the meat.
Do you cook for yourself?
No.
Yeah,
I could like if I could learn like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't. What do you mean by don't fuck but with like, the meat?
Yeah,
Like yeah, don't fuck. I want a fresh cut.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
are mom.
Oh,
yeah, mom.
He's not talking to any to himself. Or...
Yeah, I don't cook for myself either. I just have other people cook it and send it to me.
Like I can make pancakes. I can make a grilled cheese. I'm not gonna make a steak for myself. Like I'm not like I can make myself.
That's not a, make it sound like that's crazy. That's
actually
pretty
easy
thing.
To make. Steak is very easy to make. Steak.
Okay.
Even I could cook a steak, and I probably have as much cooking talent as you.
You probably have more.
We did a, what do you call it? By the way, if I would highly recommend, including Uche, if you're cooking in large quantities, sous vide is the biggest cheat code in the entire world. Unbelievable. The easiest thing in the world. Cooks every time, any meat you cook, perfection, perfect cook every single time. It is incredible.
I've looked into that.
Do you, Phil, do you think of yourself as an adult, or do you think of yourself as a child?
I think of myself as if I'm like in college very much still.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah.
Like, just about.
How old do you make?
I'm only 26, but like.
Well, I mean,
I'm not gonna say only.
I mean, you can start dropping the only now.
Yeah, I can drop only.
Yeah, I think now you're 26. Yeah.
Now I'm 26.
Maybe you say it with a little bit of a frown.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're only 44, Clever.
But I'm an adult. I live a life. Like you are.
I'm only 26.
You're covered in poop, Malice.
Yeah. Shut up, poop boy.
Yeah, just like make my own dinner.
I really wonder, like,
with shit all over it.
Like, would you be better off if you were born 40, 50 years earlier than you were? Like, you wouldn't be able to spend all the time playing video games or, like, I wonder if that would be better, you think?
No, I'd probably kill myself.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. I was going to say you'd be, like, dead in Vietnam or something. You'd definitely get drafted.
Yeah. Whoever wants me fighting the Cold War.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't fight. Okay, it's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's the worst war.
Notable ground combat war, the Cold War.
Tommy?
Meat.
So I'm going to go, it meets the right answer probably, but ketchup, anyone's interested, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a very interesting essay about why, like, the ketchup, the disparity between, like, very good ketchup or, like, brand name ketchup and, like, store-bought is, or generic, rather, is so huge. And no one's been able to kind of capture, like, kind of what Heinz has done. I know Hunt's exists, but, like, the Heinz, like, model has been, like, is, like, the one thing people can't copy, I guess along with soda, maybe. Like, Coke and Pepsi have kind of this, like, stronghold. But ketchup, it's wild how like Heinz is like the favorite of, like 93% of people across the country. It's very interesting.
I don't know how that works, but yeah, like when you have off-brand ketchup, like whatever ShopRite brand.
Yeah, and like
disgusting.
No one can quite capture what Heinz has done. Yeah. They've been doing it for
Canada. I went to Canada once. They had Heinz, but it was awful.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's like a different.
They make it different.
Yeah, it was so bad.
They like it's weird. They're in like in Europe too. They love like ketchup and mayo way more than I thought they would, especially mayo. Yeah. Like in both those.
Canada
those
likes vinegar on their fries too, which I like a lot.
Yeah. I like that at Five Guys. I think they do that.
They do that. Yeah. If you go to back when you go to Expos games, you'd have ketchup and then right next to it, you have vinegar.
Yeah, back at Expos games, like 2004.
Yes, Bill, I'm older than you. Yes.
Wait,
yes,
you actually went to Expos games? Like an actual?
Yes.
You went to Montreal?
Oh, well, Canada, you could drink at 18.
Yeah.
And I lived in New Hampshire. So between 18 and 20, 21, we'd go to Canada every month. And then we go to Expo games, get shit-faced.
That sounds awesome.
And when you're 18, it was like, and you could get an Expo games for like $3 American. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It was awesome. Some of the best times of my my college years, if you will.
Yeah, and I was like 4 years old. So.
Right. But then I was 26. I wasn't doing that anymore, though.
You two have quite a dynamic.
College was over.
Yeah, they
and
do.
I became a grown-up.
Wow. Yeah.
One day, Phil.
The good cuts of meat versus the number two seed. Ad-free streaming or subscription on streamers. It's like a $5 difference for that on like Netflix or whatever, Hulu and all those things. And it is just like you save so much time on the ads. It's crazy. And it was like by far, other than Movers, which was submitted a ton, which is, I think, very earned one seed. This is the most submitted one, was ad-free streaming. So that's versus the good quality cuts of meat, starting with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with the meat. I mean, I go to, even though I'm cooking myself, but I go to like Peter Luger's or go to like a nice steakhouse. Like that's something I'm very excited to have. It almost always works. I mean, sometimes maybe, like, I went to the Michael Jordan Steakhouse, and that wasn't very good.
I agree. I went to that. What a fucking rip that place
was. Yeah, I was like, that's really
disappointing. Unbelievable. It's $2,000 minimum for a party of eight. That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, same. They have, like, top shelf prices, but I felt like the steak wasn't.
Very
so everyone saw you were running to that, but, like, if I go to Luger's or go to Morton's or go to, you know, some of these, I have a fantastic meal, and it's, like, the best meal of the month. So that's really, the ads, Paramount Plus, Tommy and I both have Paramount Plus. We talked,
Paramount Plus is, doesn't work unless you get an ad free.
Yeah,
like that's
it's real like timing issues. So like that was the only reason I would kind of maybe think about going, but I got to go.
Biggest piece of shit on the planet.
Unless you have the app free, and it's great.
Even then, it's crazy how the app just doesn't work. Like, how do we let them just not have an app that doesn't
work? It's unbelievable. My fiance worked for CBS when they launched that, and they gave her like a free subscription, right? And she hasn't worked there for 3 years, I think, and then they never knocked her off of it. And they just took her off that, and I'm like, I do not want to pay for Paramount Plus, and I don't want to do the app.
Amazing Race, Survivor.
I'm not into those shows, so like that's all you.
I canceled it because Survivor's over.
Yeah,
I can't stomach to give them that fucking money.
I like to go back and watch the old seasons.
Yeah,
I just can't stomach it.
I thought it was on a different channel, that too, or a different streamer. Maybe it's
Survivor's on a little Survivor bit of Netflix, but it's Amazing on Race mainly Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's different seasons.
So I'm gonna go ad free stream.
Oh, okay, well, just skip me in line, Tommy. You fucking asshole.
I thought Tommy said it.
No, I'd actually go Meet here. Oh. I think it might be Peacock that I don't pay for extra because I don't. And you know, it's not ideal, but like TV has commercials. Like it's not like unheard of. Like we watched for the first years of our life TV with commercials. Cut it. Like you don't want a shitty cut of Meat. Like it's just awful. I can more stomach the ads here and there, so I'm gonna go with the Meat.
Want two for the Meat right now, Meek?
I'm gonna go with the ads just because I was trying to find pictures of so last night on Demand Account I tweeted out all the leads Indiana Blue during the series, and going to each of those videos and trying to find like the right screenshot, I got hit with like a 30-second ad each time. I was like, this is taking me forever.
I don't pay for YouTube Premium. I probably should.
Yeah, I understand. That's very understandable. I'm going for the. I would have voted for the ad free too. Just so I'm throwing it out there now. Che.
I don't pay for YouTube Premium either. But I'm not super bothered by the ads during streaming stuff because unless it's like in the middle of a sport, like if it was a fourth quarter game, there's 2 minutes left, and I get hit with like a 90-second ad, that would be wildly inconvenient. I would upgrade instantly. But if it's in the flow of a show, like that just gives me time to check my phone and kind of. Get caught up on everything else, so I don't necessarily mind those. So I'm gonna go Cut of Meat.
Cut of Meat is gonna be 3-1 right now. Malasek,
I will say that I have some non-ads and I have some ads. And when I turn on a show that's on one of the ads, I forget about that it has ads. And then when the ad pops up, I want to shoot myself in the head. So I will say ad-free every time because it is the biggest blue ball pain in the ass. To get like a 2.5-minute ad from fucking Hulu every time I want to watch my goddamn show. Ads. Ad free.
3-2 in favor of the Meat right now, KB.
Agreed. Give me fucking boiled muskrat. Yeah. 15 second ad. Yeah. I'm trying, when I'm invested and enjoying a show, it kills the momentum. I hate ads as well. Ads.
I have to tiebreak, and I'm going for ad free as well. Ad free is just, I think it's just a must. I don't think anything I have is. Not ad free or as of right now, but also I just stopped using the ones that would require me to do an ad.
If you're watching a Barstool Sports video and you see an ad pop up, watch the whole thing.
Front to back.
You should actually only watch ads on Barstool videos.
Yeah, exactly. We got some good ones.
Yeah, we have the best ones actually. Yes. Before we end the playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, good old BetterHelp.
I might have to go now, unfortunately. There's a bunch of traffic to the airport.
That's right. Allow Tommy to pick his own replacement? What do we think?
Does he need one?
Actually, no, we got a pretty good
group. There's someone out there that catches my eye.
If there's an eye catcher,
wild card.
Send him or in.
Yeah.
We just got our interns in, too. We're going to have one for the bracket.
We did,
Very interested to see that crew. I doubt anything's going to say something as crazy as they poop on themselves, but I'm sure that they'll have some interesting takes. So let's talk about BetterHelp. When life goes fast, it's important to take the moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year. Therapy can help take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. I used BetterHelp over the course of COVID. It was awesome. Didn't have to go to a physical office. And then I just kept that exact situation going because it's just way better than having to physically take time of your day and go somewhere. Instead, you can do it all virtual. I do it over video. You can do it anytime you want. Basically, it's great. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Okay, playoffs. First matchup is the plane stuff. So the upgrades, the direct flights, things like that. That's going up against the fast pass at amusement parks. So let's start with you, KB. Which one of those two do you think is worth spending extra money on?
A fast pass. The amusement park's out of here. Just don't go to an amusement park. Those aren't necessary.
Yeah. One for the
air travel, yeah.
One for the air travel, Malisag.
I guess I agree. I mean, I guess if I was at an amusement park, the fast pass would be very worth it. I just don't go to them at all. And I fly a lot. So flights. But I understand the fast pass 100%.
Yep. Two for the planes. Jay?
If I'm going to Disney World, would I rather get all the airplane stuff? I guess that doesn't include TSA, but that's like seat upgrades and all that stuff. Or would I rather wait in line a lot more? If I'm being honest, it's probably I would rather... I would not want to wait in line as much. So I'm going to choose the theme park stuff.
So I guess like maybe if you could give it to a specific example, would you rather wait an extra hour online for the Woody ride or whatever, or would you rather have a connecting flight in Detroit?
Oh, it includes connecting flights?
Yeah.
Shit. All right, so it's got to be the plane.
So it's got to be the flight one. Okay, so three for the plane right now.
Does this include Wi-Fi on the plane?
Yeah, I think in
flight. Okay, then plane stuff, no matter what then.
Plane stuff.
Like Clumber's like shaking his head, like.
Well, no, shaking my head because I remember he went on a plane, didn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
and I said, "Well, what book did you read?" And he goes, "No, I just what'd you do? You named
I named every baseball player I could think of that had a name starting with the letter D."
And then I asked you, like, "Well, why don't you read a book?" And you said, "You don't read books."
I didn't have a book on the.
What's the last book you read? You think?
Mike Puma came out a good Mets book like 2-3 years ago during COVID.
There you go.
See, I surprised you. You were expecting me to say like Green Eggs and Ham or something.
No, I didn't know what you were going to say. I was actually got a little afraid.
I thought it was going to be like a Kalman Maxim or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. Yeah. So the another one for plane stuff. I'm voting for plane stuff too. Clemmer?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. And it just goes down kind of like Kyle was saying. Like, I haven't been to an amusement park in 15 years. Like, I have no really. They're fun for sure. Nothing against them. It's just not.
Honestly, if we could do like a group trip to like an amusement park, but like they shut it down for us. That would be so fun.
That would be
incredible. I would get excited for that.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. No, I would get excited just to go to a museum park again. It's nothing. I just haven't gone to one.
Yeah. So the plane's going to move on. Now we have movers versus TSA pre-check / clear. Without Tommy here, I'm not sure if TSA gets a single vote.
Send it through.
Yeah.
Movers.
I think I'm just going to move movers straight on.
I'm going to say it. I don't know how movers loses.
Yeah, this is.
So movers going to move straight ahead. Versus the plane things. This is actually a harder matchup, I think. So start with you, Clemmer. Plane upgrade, like again, connect direct flights, in-flight upgrades, all that stuff. Versus movers.
The only way I'd ever vote against movers is if you told me I just couldn't have planes at all. Mm-hmm. So, like in other words, planes no longer exist in the world. Then I would choose planes. Yeah. Other than that, I'm going movers.
Yeah, you'd have to take a Greyhound bus to Ohio or Chicago or whatever.
Movers.
One for movers. I would vote for movers as well. They're indispensable. I get it. They're one of the most like important jobs in the world. Like
that we never give credit to. We never think of credit. And like
yeah. Think of all those nurses getting those pots and pans banged for them. Nothing for the movers.
Yeah. Let's share the wealth.
Yeah.
I'll go movers just because at some point in my life I'm going to need like a. Four hairy Russians just move stuff for me.
When?
You are.
At some point in my life.
When?
How many hopefully things soon? Could you possibly own?
30?
Yeah. How much stuff do you own? That's movable.
Yeah.
Are we including, like, that'd be like my PC, all like my figurines and stuff?
Figurines?
The bodies can stay in the basement, but yeah, you have to move the figurines.
My clothes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The PC I'll have to use being at some the point first in my thing. Life.
Yeah. So what are we moving out by 30? 29?
Yeah, yes, Clemmer. Yes.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to push
it. It's a weird situation.
What
figurines?
Like my Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah.
I have it. No, that's nice decoration. Let him have it.
That's a... No, Funko Pops are like... It's different.
The little dolls with the big heads.
I also have like... Like older stuff. I have like Pokemon stuff and like Yoshi.
You have Pokemon stuff?
Yeah.
You ever talk to Nick about it?
Now that Nick knows I'm a Pokemon guy.
That's good to know. You should have been here for a week.
Yeah.
What did we do?
You guys did, Yu-Gi-Oh or something?
No, it was Yu-Gi-Oh,
I wasn't a Yu-Gi-Oh kid.
Okay.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing a Pokemon. Which Pokemon would you want to be your barber?
That'd be good.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't, but it would be good, though.
Well, Ditto. Yeah. Ditto would just be the one scene and just crush everyone.
Because he can replicate any of it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Che?
I looked it up, and our office right now is 794 miles from the New York office. 12 hours and 4 minutes by car right now. I would rather go round trip on a bus than not have movers this week. So, movers.
Yeah.
Yep. Movers. Malisek.
I'm actually going to go planes. Again, I've never used movers. When that day comes, I'm sure my answer will change, but I just don't have enough things.
That's an integrity pick. I respect it.
Yeah. Like I've never experienced having movers move my stuff. So I have to go planes.
And KB, you're going movers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Movers in the finals. On the other side, we have bedding, good quality bedding, including mattress, pillows, blankets, sheets, all that shit, going up against high quality toilet paper.
Oh.
KB, this is a good matchup, I think.
It's a good matchup.
Oh, I think it's bedding by far.
Mm.
I've had shitty toilet. It is bad, but it's going to be, you know what it is anyway.
If you pile up enough of the shitty toilet paper, you can kind of replicate.
Right.
A good angel sloth, or a good dude wipe, not replicate.
Like it's not
that.
Replicated, but like counteract the bad effects of the toilet paper, makes sense. So one for the bedding, Malisek. Oh, God.
Is this like highest possible end to shittiest possible end?
Or is this just like upgrade from like the lower end?
I feel like I have to go toilet paper. Just because I feel like the shitty toilet paper sucks ass, and I feel like a shitty bed is like still a bed.
You just hop in the shower and just
yeah, but I mean, over a little like, bit the, like the TP, like you go to like a sporting event and the TP is literally like, what's that, seaweed paper? Like,
yeah,
it's horrible. It's the worst experience ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone knows having a shitty bed, it's Malisek. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're literally, I can't even imagine.
There's no poop covered in shit. I have no poop on me. I'm clean. I'm a clean
guy.
Can
we get one of those, like, what is this? Like
a swab.
You don't use soap. You're not a clean guy.
No, like, what's the light that shows
you're not
anybody
else in here? Yeah. You're a dirty boy.
Yeah, Malisek, we got to blacklight your bed.
Nature's soap, water.
Not true.
It does wonders.
A blacklight in your room would be.
It might be a crime scene.
It'd be normal. It'd be a normal looking room.
So you have no problem with that.
Do you live with someone?
I live alone.
No, you have a dog.
Thank God.
I have a dog, yeah.
Yeah, you live with someone.
But the dog's probably having a great time. Yeah. The dog's cleaner than me.
I was going to say, dog has been a grooming habit.
They both lick their balls in their bed.
Yeah, just a disgusting. I can't even imagine the smell in that place. It's going crazy. Che.
Bed.
Two for the bedding.
Oh, I thought I said this already. I just blanked out. Toilet paper, easily.
2-2. I think the bedding, just because, again, there's nothing you can do. If you have the shitty sheets, all you can do is get better sheets. But like, if you have shitty toilet paper, like you can kind of like bunch up enough of it. So 3 for the bedding, 2 for the toilet paper.
Mattresses are so expensive too. If you get a bad one, to buy a new one to replace it, it's a couple grand. I'm gonna go with toilet paper. So big. I'm gonna go with toilet paper. I'm forced to tie here.
3 for the toilet paper. Should we make?
Have Meek go out and pick someone.
Meek, go out and pick someone. Anyone you want. They're gonna come in and break the tie. Don't tell them what it is yet.
Anybody you want.
Anybody you want.
Anybody Phil wants.
God. Anybody. Oh God.
Oh no.
I don't know.
God.
That last week's tiebreaker with security guard Pat was. I don't know if you.
Oh yeah, Marty. Yeah. Marty picked that one, right? Oh,
unbelievable! Marty picked that. Security Pat.
I just want to see how the Meekfield mind works.
I don't know who our security guard in duty is today. He was newer.
New
guy. Him. He had all these new interns. And there's a lot of new people today.
A lot of new faces today. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah,
we need some new life in this.
Do you guys have any good new interns?
I don't know enough about them. One guy.
I like this guy.
No football experience. Went to the University of Florida. He tried out for the football team every year
to play running back.
To play running back.
Jesus.
He's coming.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
5-5-40.
John Rich is going to break the tie. All right, John Rich. Here's the question. So the topic again is things that we are worth spending a little extra money on. Right now we're tied. We have 3 votes for each. Higher quality toilet paper or higher quality bedding, which includes mattress, sheets, pillow, all that stuff.
Bedding, easily.
Bedding,
your bow will adjust to toilet
paper. I thought that was a
no problem.
Yeah.
I thought no problem.
So the bedding is going to be the winner. Thank you, John Rich.
Yep. Solid answer.
That was an easy one. Mm-hmm. Bedding, going to move on. Next matchup, we have the ad-free streaming versus a good pair of headphones, starting with you, Clemmer.
I got to go with the streaming just because I only use these shitty headphones, which drive me crazy, but I've yet to move up in the world, so I don't know what that's like yet.
It's such a fixable problem, too.
I know. It's on me. It's a bad job by me.
I'll go with between these two. The headphones are just like it's. I feel like I'm taking the headphones for granted by not voting for them, because I do. I invest in the headphones. So fuck it. I'll pick the headphones. 1-1.
Good pair of headphones. The same, having the same gaming headset for 4 years is like that's something you can't explain.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty explainable.
No, you wouldn't get it.
He's not wrong.
Che.
I buy almost no things. Like, I buy some old stuff on eBay. I buy, like, tickets to sporting events sometimes, and then I'll buy headphones. I will always, always, always buy headphones. Good headphones are a requirement.
What's that? What I found when I was searching for charger stuff on eBay, I found a weird Buck shirt that I got you. What was it?
I mean, it was a vintage. It was like a tie-dye. Or no, it was Derek Brooks, Defensive Player of the Year.
It was just a randomly showed up under like the Chargers shirt for some bizarre reason. And I was like, that's a Chase shirt. Malisek.
Yeah. I would say nothing makes me want to put a shotgun in my mouth more than the Hulu ad. So I think Hulu has ruined this for me. So I'm going to go ad-free streaming.
Two for the ad-free. KB?
Are we counting like the standard Apple wired ones as bad or good?
I think good. They're better than the standard quality
would be like the lower end would be like
the skull candy.
I'll happily use those.
I could use those. I would rather have those,
but they're cheap.
With no,
like
ads.
This is. I spent like $15
on
these.
Like $20.
Yeah, $15 or something.
Yeah, but then like the
I'm with Malisac. Yeah. I can't. One, I know I used to live like this. I cannot deal with ads. Does this count YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my god!
Is YouTube that much
like
better?
30-second one.
I don't have YouTube Premium. It's that much better, right? I'm stupid for not having that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything I've ever a lot of YouTube.
Everything I've ever heard about is it's a million times better. And I think what pisses me off about it a ton is the fact that like when you go to watch like a 30-second video and it's like here's a 30-second ad to watch.
15-second unskippable, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. On like a 10-second.
And then if I have it on my phone. If I have YouTube on my phone and I go to something else, the movie shuts off. But if I have YouTube Premium, it stays on. Is that right?
Yeah. You can listen to it.
Even if it is skippable, sometimes it's on my television. I'm using my hands. I don't want to go press skip.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Laying in bed, my hands are tucked into my blanket. I don't want to press skip.
So we're tied up again. Now it's your guys' turn to go grab somebody. Who's going to be the lucky selector?
This is it. Ads versus
it's unskippable headphones. It's ad free versus headphones. Yeah, I don't even know who's
headphones
in it.
Clemmer, Phil, and Steven. Okay,
yeah, very intrigued. Who's it gonna be? The lucky thing is your guys' office.
Yes,
your guys' studio is like right next to where the entire bullpen is.
So I gotta buy better headphones. I gotta get the YouTube.
What up,
Nikki
gang?
Smokes?
There he is.
All right,
hold on, let me throw these headphones on real quick, twin.
Okay, Nikki, here is the question. Which one of these things is worth spending a little bit of extra money on? Option one, ad-free streaming options. So, like, YouTube Premium, like, Netflix, no ads, Hulu, no ads, versus, like, a good pair of headphones versus, like, shitty skull candies and all that.
I'm going to go with no ads.
Ad-free, going to move on into going to the semifinals. Thank you very much, Nikki Smokes.
Yep.
So, ad-free... versus the good betting. Ad-free streaming services versus good betting. KB is going to be up first. You hear that?
What?
Ad-free versus betting. You're up first.
Think about back
pain. Right. Yeah, I think the mature answer for me, if I'm looking out for myself, my well-being, my future, you just have to go betting.
Have to go
like
betting.
I said, you spend so much time.
Yeah. In bed.
Up to 40% of your day, of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of sleep affects your well-being.
The whole rest of your day.
Yeah.
Right. It's you got to go betting.
I've been dying to get a new one. I've had the same mattress for a disgusting amount of time. Mm-hmm. I bought it. It was my first big purchase I had ever made with like money I had made in high school. And I bought it. I bought it. It's an amazing mattress. I bought it online. I was like, I spent a shit ton of money on it, like the grand on it or something. Because I was like, I love sleeping. Sue me. I bought a big ass, really nice, like Tempur-Pedic type bed, and it's just never gotten hard or lumpy or anything.
Oh, but I've it's still good.
It's so that's good.
A testament to how worth it it is.
Yeah, and I've had it since. But I've had it since I was 18. I'm like 31 now, so like, I feel like it's about time. Right, about that time to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But I'm damn ashamed about. And I've what do you call it? Carpet clean it and shit. Everything kept it in great shape. I love that thing. But one for the betting, Malisek.
Yeah. Watching the bar ticked into the little dot and then seeing 100 and some seconds on the top left of my screen. I'm telling you, right, like this might be number one for me. Like it drives me mad to see that shit. So I ad free every time. I'll sleep on a goddamn on the floor before I watch Hulu with ads ever again.
1-1 right now, Jay.
I mean, you spend so much time in the bed. A lot of times you're watching streaming services in a bed.
Right.
So it's got to be the bed. If you get a bad night's sleep on a bad bed, on like a bed that's either too hard or too soft or doesn't work, that ruins your entire day. Mm-hmm. I can stand a couple 90-second ads.
So 2 for the betting.
You were talking about 100 plus.
Dude, sometimes it's like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, is it my turn?
Yep.
So let's say you have a nice girl over, and she sees at Clover's blinking his eyes.
I like this.
And she sees you have a disgusting bed. She would walk right out the room. So you know what? Let's take the bed here.
Is that personal experience?
Wow.
No.
What an answer.
No. Hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not. Three for the betting, 1 for Ed Free. It's tough, but like I feel like I have to go. Like the bed is every day. It's like KB was saying, like, it's every single day. It's 40% of your fucking life you're spending in this thing, and it does adversely or positively affect the rest of your day, whether if your betting is good or bad. So I got to go with the betting. Clemmer?
Tommy made a good point earlier. You know, back when we were kids, before streaming and stuff, a half-hour sitcom was 22 minutes of show and 8 minutes of ads, and none of us, you know, loved it, but we all live with it. Like, that's tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, especially when you get older, too, like, it's a rough, like, Che, well, I'm sure we'll agree, like, your rough night's sleep, and you get up, and it's like, fuck, like, things are stiff, you didn't even know existed. It's a nightmare. Gotta go with the betting. Betting is a good one. That's a really good option.
So, the betting versus the movers in the finals.
Oh.
Good betting, good mattress, good sheets, blanket, all that stuff, versus movers. Which one of these things is worth spending the extra money on, Clemmer?
Like Jake just said, I'll sleep on a floor. Give me the movers.
Give you the movers. this is weird because the alternative to not getting the mover, right, is you spend zero money on the mover, but you spend money, I guess, on like a U-Haul rental or something.
Yeah, well, it's right. Much less. So I've done both.
It sounds significantly cheaper to not get movers.
It's significantly cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because like, then you gotta loop in your buddy. Or your brother-in-law, whoever, whatever poor bastard is doing this with you, you know, you got to get them, you know, a case of beer. And then not only that, but if they ever ask you, you have to say yes.
That's also true.
So you're like double fucked. So like, and believe me, I didn't get a mover until I was in my mid-30s.
But it is.
Wow. Yeah.
It is way cheaper, though.
Do
way
they, like, cheaper. Set up your place when they get there?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
And they put the shit together if it's new furniture.
Beds. Oh,
no they way. Put it in the room. Yeah. They put the shit.
That alone is worth it.
Yeah, they put it in like the room it's supposed to be in.
Yes. Yeah, they'll build.
They rebuild the bed. They'll rebuild like your entertainment center, whatever it is they had to deconstruct to get out. They'll put it back together for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's dope.
But so like one of these things you're spending money either way, like the mattress, either way you're spending money when you're buying like a new mattress or whatever, right? And like the difference between like that low quality mattress, which is like the Malisek will say is like a $200 or whatever, right? Versus like the $1,000 one.
$2,000, $3,000. You start getting bigger beds, you get older. It's a huge difference.
It's pretty massive. So I don't know. I think it's the movers though. I think the movers are just such an insane, like all the shit that they do, like KB was saying, like your worst possible thing in your entire life or thing you have to do, like in a couple of years every basis, it's what they do every single day. And I'm more than willing to pay for them to do it. Meek.
Movers. You just laid it up. I don't want to get double fucked, like what Clemmer said, because you had a personal experience. So.
Oh, yeah, a number of times. I said, I
don't want to have the personal
experience.
I'm so
dumb. I didn't get a mover until I was like 35.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Che?
Movers could name their price. And it wouldn't faze me at all. Movers by a lot.
Movers by a lot. Malisek?
I guess I have to go movers because, like, it does. I feel like I'm cheating. I've never experienced the movers.
But you've also only bought shitty beds. Yeah.
Yeah, and I sleep on a shitty mattress. So, like, I have no experience in either of these categories. I don't know. I mean, I'll go with the bed just because I've slept on a better bed before, but like the movers sound dope. I have no idea what that feels like.
Imagine assembling that bed yourself.
I do it every time.
That sucks.
It's fine. Like, I don't mind putting this stuff together.
Yeah.
I just don't ever like lug it from place to place. I order it and I bring it upstairs and then that's that.
I sneakily love putting that shit together. It's like adult Lego.
Me too. Oh, I hate it.
I love it.
Oh my God. I'm so bad at it.
I'll sometimes buy stuff just to put it together.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I love putting all that shit. Looking at diagrams and something about broken brain in my head. I just love doing it.
I'll go bed then. I've fucked the movers.
So moving to bedding, but KB.
I mean, on paper, and if you really think about it, moving, paying thousands of dollars for a mover probably isn't worth it, because at the end of the day, it's just one day of work, of doable work that many men do. However, it's just so infuriating, and that insanity, I don't want to experience that.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I think in the city, it's even worse too, because like you have like a time limits on everything, and like the truck having to be parked in a spot, and like you're gonna get fucking written up by tickets, and it's terrible.
Moving is so stressful.
Yeah,
because like, you know, you're moving your entire life to a different place. It's so much going on, and on top of it, now I gotta lift all this heavy shit.
And they take
fuck
all that out. They take all that stress out. It's crazy. So the movers is gonna win the bracket episode 129. Things that we think you spend some extra money on. Some of the honorable mentions: regular Uber versus Uber Share. I think that was a huge bargain, but I feel like that was maybe too niche of a one. Taking Uber Share. That was when you never did that.
Ugh.
Yeah. Good coffee, which I'm like, yeah, but no, depends. I don't know. Unlimited drink package on a cruise, too niche, but like, yeah, that stuff ain't
worth
it.
I'll never go on a cruise.
Yeah. Wash and fold was also mentioned a lot.
Wash and fold's good.
New York, but
it's a New York thing, is the thing.
It's everywhere. Yeah, I mean, they had it in New Hampshire too.
Yeah.
That would have been my like top three pick.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a unit in the basement versus going to drop it off?
I think
the wash and fold service where they clean it and fold it for you.
No, right. But I'm saying like that's you obviously don't have one in your apartment.
Well, the laundry, you can just do it at the laundromat. It's like,
yeah, it's the alternative is doing it at a laundromat
or
they do it for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Food delivery fees and tips opposed to picking it up and cooking. That was a Tommy one. Phone upgrade. Anything with the phone is crazy. It's crazy how cheap they are. That's another Tommy one. extra rent to be closer to work. I think, yeah, to a degree. If you could like get a shorter commute, spending a little bit extra money for that. Chargers, although this has changed. Chargers used to be like if you bought a cheap charger, it crapped out in a few days max. But that's changed, I think, over time. Large or open bar versus set cap at a wedding, also definitely going to be worth it, I think, for sure. Nicer quality clothes and a couple other ones. Nothing crazy. I think maybe the wash and fold could have been up there, but that, again, is so kind of hyper-specific to urban and stuff. So I don't know. But, yeah, so that's the episode. But we do have an interesting one coming next week, so keep a lookout for this. This is going to be in your description. What we want to do is we want to have a bracket of user submitted impressions. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a form for you guys to submit whatever you think your best impression is. Submit it. There's going to be a form. You submit it. I'm going to go through all the submissions, seed them out. We'll have honorable mentions too. So like if you submit it, a very high chance you're going to get involved somehow. Submit it. And we are going to go through the bracket and rate which one we think is the best. We are very pumped about this one. I think this is going to be very entertaining. Any impression you want, anything, and I mean anything you want. Very interested in seeing how you guys do with that. Again, check for that in the description. We'll tweet it out as well. Until then, we will see you guys next week.